We can even look at what we can regard as the spin of the records of the Battle of Kadesh in his year five, which was a draw. He fought the Hittites, it was a draw. He came back to Egypt and had the record of this battle inscribed on seven temples, and it was presented as an extraordinary success, that he alone had defeated the Hittites. So it was all spin, and he completely understood how to use that.
This king would not only convince his own people of his greatness, but would fix the image of imperial Egypt for the whole world. Later Europeans were mesmerized. Around 1800, the new aggressive powers in the Middle East, now the French and the British, competed to acquire the image of Ramesses. Napoleon's men tried to remove the statue from the Ramesseum in 1798, but failed. There's a hole about the size of a tennis ball drilled into the torso, just above the right breast, which experts think came from this attempt. And by 1799, the statue was broken. In 1816, the bust was successfully removed, rather appropriately by a circus strongman turned antiquities dealer called Giovanni Battista Belzoni. Using a specially designed system of hydraulics, Belzoni organized hundreds of workmen to pull the bust on wooden rollers by ropes to the banks of the Nile, almost exactly the method used to bring it there in the first place. It's a powerful demonstration of Ramesses' achievement that just moving half the statue was considered a great technical feat 3,000 years later. Belzoni then loaded the bust onto a boat, and the dramatic cargo went from there to Cairo, to Alexandria, and then finally to London.